This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Boulder and Lewisville have passed new local gun laws meant to prevent mass shootings and gun violence. City councils in both cities approved the new laws last night. Lewisville Councilmember Caleb Dickinson.
There will be a mass shooting tomorrow, regardless of what we do tonight. That's horrifying.
Dickinson says even small steps by local governments are necessary. A new state law makes it harder for towing companies to remove cars from private property. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Towers now have to give at least 24 hours written notice to a private property owner before removing a vehicle from a driveway or parking spot, and the bill also creates a new state office where residents can dispute fees. Bill opponents in the industry say the changes make it harder to remove nuisance vehicles, while supporters say the changes will give residents greater protection against predatory towing and the personal financial hardships it creates. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
After months of turbulence, Colorado Springs' largest school district, D-11, has a new superintendent. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Michael Gall is an Air Force Academy graduate who has worked in public school districts and the private sector. He hopes to stem the flow of students leaving the district.
The failure in the system is systemic. I bring systems-level leadership across three different sectors in how you provide turnaround and strategy to deliver outcomes.
Gull was chosen from a group of three finalists. The previous D-11 superintendent, Michael Thomas, mutually agreed with the board to leave the district in March. The new conservative board majority diverged with Thomas on how to address academic gaps and equity. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado Springs and Metro Denver have sunny skies and highs today in the 80s. Grand Junction in the 90s this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.